Okay, so this video, hopefully I'm not going to make it too long because I just go on rambling sprees a lot of times. But this video I wanted to make more specifically to the, like I said, I think I started making these videos for the younger groups of kids, the younger groups of guys who just don't know, you know, any of this stuff can happen and why it's happening. And like I say, a lot of guys, before they know it, they end up, you know, they're 15 feet deep in a pile of mud and they don't know how to get out. And it's usually because they didn't know these initial signals. You see what I'm saying? And even then, like, it's still kind of difficult to know it when it's happening to you. But at least you have some insight. Hopefully, if there's younger guys who do watch my videos. Now, this video I wanted to make about pretty much the entire realm of the end goals for both sides, for men and women. Now, when guys are in a dating process, now a lot of guys say they want to get married, blah blah blah, but the end goal is not really to get married. Okay, marriage is nothing but a legal certificate. Okay, the actual status of marriage is strictly to help a woman out. That has nothing to do with you. What a man's end goal is to have a feminine female partner for reliable, clean sex and some partnership from time to time. That is usually the end goal for a man. And the end goal for a woman usually is to see how much resources she can get out of whatever she's fucking at the time. And as soon as those resources start to dwindle, her eyes are going to start looking somewhere else. This is just the reality of it. Marriage is just pretty much a woman's insurance plan on that. So you can't just, you know, you can't just get with her and then just bounce on her and leave her on the street somewhere. Marriage is pretty much just the woman's insurance plan. You see, for a man, there's no, especially nowadays, there's no logical reason as to why you should ever get married. First off, I want to say that. But to go back to the main topic of this video, I wanted to go over the more intricacies of the end game. The more intricate sides of the end game, more specifically with women now, and how it, you know, contrasts to men. Now, like I said, what we do, our goal is to find, you know, that hot piece of ass for long, you know, just for lack of better words, just go with it. Our goal is to find that hot piece of ass, that cute, sexy girl who's loyal, or just a girl who's just, you know, who's not super ugly and is having sex. And so we can pound her out. That is our goal. Okay. That's pretty much where it stops. And we just keep that going. That is like essentially all we really want. Unless you want kids and blah, blah, blah. You know, common sense will kick in. You might need a better job because now you got to pay for these kids and, you know, all this stuff, type of stuff. But essentially, that is our end goal is find a woman, pound her out, deal with her, you know, for the other 23 hours out of the day until we pound her out again. That's usually the end goal. You know, I mean, we get to have conversations and all that stuff is cool and cute and whatever. And to have somebody around is like, you know, it's cool and cute. But the core is to pound a woman out, right? To have a reliable partner you can pound out. Now, how does contrast to a woman's end game? See, a woman's end game is not the actual sex. Okay, the woman at her core is not, her end game in it is not sex. The end game, okay, sex for the woman is, especially once they get older, I'd say once they start getting aware, I don't want to say get older, but they get aware of the world and they realize money is, you know, very important type of thing. Their thing is to get sex, to try to lock down a man. And this is just common knowledge. Women use sex to lock down a man. Men want sex. So it's like where they meet in the middle, then that's how relationships get started. If the two are, you know, compatible in those two regards, because if you strip away the sex, then there's no, you know, there's no reason. There's absolutely no reason for a man to stay around with, at least if he's not at least getting, you know, strung along with the hopes of sex in somewhere. There is no reason to keep a woman alive. Honestly, if think about all the women you've ever met. And if there's absolutely no chance of having sex with them, they don't exist. Okay, there's no purpose for their existence in a man's world. It's just, it is what it is. And it's pretty much the same thing with a man to a woman. If that man is not capable and willing to provide resources for her, or is like, you know, has his shit together and, you know, and is somewhat dominant with her in the world, then that man doesn't exist to her. It's the same thing. So when it comes back to the women and having sex, you see, let's say, okay, we're gonna fast forward to that, where you're having sex, right? Now, a guy's mind, a lot of times, is going to more or less turn off and pound this girl, right? And we're just having fun because the way it feels, and we're having fun now because it feels good, you know? It's because it's, you know, it's sexually gratifying, blah, blah, blah. You know, it feels good. Now, see, a woman's brain, see, women use, see, that whole time when your brain is turning off, her brain is now working. You see what I'm saying? Like, her brain is now working, especially if you're a higher quality male, which to a woman, a higher quality male is usually a man who's going to earn about what she makes, at least what she makes and a half. So if she's making $50,000, a man who's making $75,000. And it's all relative to that woman, her culture, and how she grew up. So if a woman's making $300,000, well, she's going to want a man who's making $500,000 to truly feel comfortable and see him as legit potential to take care of her and her offspring. That's what she's going to do. Now, once the guy's like of equal level value, she might fuck him, but he's not on that. He's not in that spectrum of, I think I could start a family with him. You see, like, cause I just got done hanging out with a buddy of mine. We were talking about a friend of his, and he's going through that right now. He keeps getting these beautiful girls who are like, you know, nail technicians, you know, working these dead end jobs, and he's got a good job in the computer field, and he's wanting a girl who, you know, who's relatively equal to his field and success and status. And like the buddy of mine, he already knew. And like what I would say, no, like that's not going to work because you're going to be equal to that woman. See, women, they always want somebody who's a little bit better than them to feel comfortable. If you're equal to them, well, in a woman's mind, y'all ain't nothing but a work injury away from constant problems financially and emotionally and, you know, and all that, and culturally within you two, interpersonal problems, frustrations from money and all that stuff. And a woman's not, she's not really going to go for that unless the only way it can happen, like, I mean, there's a few ways it can happen. Let's say one way is that you usually ran with people who make the type of money she was looking for. And, you know, you just lost your job and blah, blah, blah. Now you work another job and she sees potential in you to go out there and get better again. She'll fuck with you then. Or she'll fuck with you. Like, let's say, if her situation is like she just wants to have babies and she's running out of time and you're the best she can do. Long story short, she'll do. Those are about the only two ways a woman will settle for something that's equal to her, especially in the financial scenario. That's the only way a woman will truly be like content with that. But any other way, like, you have to be better than her. I mean, it's just the reality. So when you're having sex with a woman, let's say you're the guy who fits her bill, because I mean, it, every tax bracket has this situation going on. If she's working at McDonald's, the guy who's making $15 an hour is her prime target. You see what I'm saying? And if she's working at a call center making $15, well, that guy making $20, $25, that's her next target of dude. And all those guys in her level, they're equal. She might fuck them from time to time and, you know, turn up from time to time here or there. But for the most part, those aren't men. She's like, okay, there's another way it can work. Let's say if she's used to working at McDonald's, she got lucky in life and got this call center job that bumped her up to $15. And now she's around $15 an hour dudes, but she knows that she's not mentally capable to keep that job. Now she'll latch on to one of those guys who's earning that much money because she knows she's going to fall off eventually. She knows she's not going to keep that. She knows that job. She's going to lose a job because she's probably an idiot. So she knows when she drops off, that man can keep doing it and she'll fall back down to McDonald's status and then have this dude that's really out of her league at this point for real. But back to the topic. Okay, like when you're having sex, see, women, a woman's whole life, okay, a woman's entire existence is built upon manipulating people to pay her more attention. That is a woman's, once women become aware of attention, that is their entire purpose on this planet, is to do everything they can do to to manipulate crowds of people to pay them more attention. And it's even more clear now. See, it's even clearer to see it now with social media and Instagram and, you know, Snapchat, girls twerking and all this stuff. And the second they turn 18, they shut down that TikTok channel and they go straight to Pornhub. You see what I'm saying? Like, see, now it's much clearer to see it. But like 10, 20 years ago, like it was harder to see it and catch on to what was happening. Unless, like I said, you grew up with a sister or something like that, or a female cousin, and you watched how they moved. But like so when you're in the bed, let's say you're 25, 30. Well, the woman's 25, 30. Like I said, women have been getting railed out since they were 12 and 13. So she's going to have at least 7 years of experience with countless other guys to read their bodies, know what they like, what made a guy come quicker if I don't like him, what can I do to make him like it more so he can just come quicker and get off me? What can I do to make him, you know, fall in love with me with how I'm like? Every woman knows this shit. I don't say every woman. A lot of women know. Some women are bad fucks, but a lot of women know. And see, and this is why I feel sorry for guys like Prince Harry, who like, see, he never came up he never had a real bottom. You see, like he never came up from any type of a bottom in life. He was always Prince Harry. You see what I'm saying? He had Prince on. So if he liked a girl, and then that girl went home and that girl's parents found out that Prince Harry liked her, that girl's parents will tell her to act like she got some sense and suck his dick right to make him marry her. You see what I'm saying? See, this is why, like, see, I feel sorry for Prince Harry. I know I'm going to be stuck on Prince Harry for a while, because there's just so many deeper parts that just... It just ruins. He was just ruined from the start. A lot of guys like that. They just can't pick up. It's impossible for them to pick up on these signs because they were always at the top. You see, you know, it's relative to that, you know, world of type of woman. They were always at the top. So it was as soon as he walked in the room, somebody came and then told the women in the room that, oh yeah, he's a prince. Oh, women they will flip how they know how to act in a heartbeat. Once, if any woman finds out you have some money or something like that, and it's more than what they got, they will literally change their entire demeanor towards you in one sentence. And it's the same thing like with men. Once a man finds out a woman looks a certain way, he's going to change his complete demeanor towards her. Whether he's going to try to or not, it's just what it is, because that's the true core of what both sides are looking for. Men are looking for attractive women, and women are looking for solid providers. You see what I'm saying? The best provider they can feel like they can get and, you know, and keep. So back to the topic, you see, like, see, sex is a learning lesson for women. Like, see, them having sex, especially if it's clear you got a lot of money, right? See, they're going to employ every trick that they learn on you to see what they can do to keep you locked down. Unless you're a guy like me, who just completely runs over women in the bedroom. I just completely run women over. So they don't even have time to even, like, you know, think, well, what does he like to do? Well, no. The thought that goes through a woman's mind when, like a man is fucking her is, oh my God, I'm getting fucked by him. You know, that's about as far as their brain could go. And then they're just like, okay, I'll just do what you want, you know, because it pleases you. And then and see the reality behind that logic is, see, because women get off to pleasing other people. You see that validation, gratification, they get off to that. So when you do that, it's like, okay, like I'll do what you want, because she's getting off to pleasing a man. You see, that's how it's supposed to go. But see, like, all right, no, Prince Harry, he wasn't fucking that bitch, right? Because, no. See, Prince Harry was not fucking her right. She was fucking him right, because that's how she got him to leave that family, have a baby and leave it. And the bitch was 35 when she met him, to older than him. You see, like, she fucked him right. He wasn't fucking. Because if he had been fucking her right, she'd be banging on the door the next day trying to get back in that room to get fucked right. And she wouldn't be trying to, she wouldn't care about, look, see, when you fuck a woman right, she will not care about where she's living, what family you part of, none of that. See, that and that's the part that guys who were born into wealth or guys who spent a long time in wealth fail to recognize. When you're fucking her right, she don't care. She's following you. You see, but if she's fucking you right, what? That's how you end up leaving your family, alienating yourself from your friends. See, because she's fucking you right. You see what I'm saying? And see, this is what I'm saying. Like, see, Meghan Markle, she had 20 years to perfect what I'm talking about. She learned all them tricks to juggle his balls while you suck the tip of his dick. And she learned all them tricks and employed them on him. And employed them. You see what I'm saying? And did it right. And he fell for that shit hook, line, and sinker, man. I'm mad about that. Because I don't like staying on one topic too long, but like I want to go up to Prince Harry with a belt and whoop his ass like a father should. You see what I'm saying? Like, no, leave your family for this hoe. What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing, Prince Henry? You don't leave your family for this 35-year-old worn out fought. Are you serious? You could have paid a escort that, you know, better than her and came out cheaper than that. You know what I'm saying? And you leaving your family for this thought. Man, oh my God, I'm just mad. I'm mad at Prince Harry for that, man. I'm mad at you. But he don't know. It's clear he don't know any better because he fell for it. And he's over 30. He fell for it. He didn't know any better. He'll learn, but he didn't know any better at the time. But yes, like, but no, for the younger men, like, pay attention to this shit, man. Sex is, it's a learn, for women, not like I say, unless you just fuck the dog shit out of her with no remorse, because that's how women really want to get fucked for real. When they want to get fucked by a guy, that's how they want to get fucked for real. If you don't fuck her like that and she's still having sex with you, she's fucking you, all right? That's just it. If you're fucking a woman and when she's done, like, her hair is not all, her hair ain't all fucked up, and she don't got this, she ain't, like, you know, got this look of exhaustion in her face. if she ain't looking like this, we all done. Like, if she ain't looking like that and she keeps coming back to fuck you, she's fucking you, bro. That's the reality.